Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 117, but now let's review what we've learned last time.
Isn't there anyone at home?
I'll knock again, Helen. Everything's very quiet. I'm sure there's no one at home.
But that's impossible. Carol and Tom invited us to lunch. Look through the window. Can you see anything?
Nothing at all.
Let's try the back door.
Look, everyone's in the garden.
Hello, Helen. Hello, Jim.
Everybody wants to have lunch in the garden. It's nice and warm out here.
Come and have something to drink.
Thanks, Carol. May I have a glass of beer, please?
Beer? There's none left. You can have some lemonade.
Lemonade?
Don't believe her, Jim. She's only joking. Have some beer.
Tommy's breakfast. Now let's see the new words and expressions. First one, dining room. 餐厅, dining room. Coin, 硬币, coin. Mouth, 嘴, mouth. Swallow, 吞下, swallow.Later, 随后,后来, later. Toilet, 厕所, toilet. Okay, now let's just read it. Dining room. Corn. Mouth. Swallow. Later. Toilet. Now let's see the first one. Dining room.我们常用的还有 dining table, 餐桌 sitting room, 客厅 or we can say living room, 卧室 bedroom, 厨房 kitchen, 花园 garden. 第二个词 coin, 上节课我们学了纸币是 note, 掷或者是投放硬币我们用的动词是 toss,T-O-S-S, toss a coin, a silver coin, 一枚银币. Now let's look at a sentence. Could you change the $1 bill into coin? Pay a person back in his own coin. Next one, mouth. Open your mouth, shut your mouth. From hand to mouth, 勉强糊口. From mouth,to mouth, 口口相传。Have a big mouth, 嘴不严，大嘴巴。Don't talk with your mouth full, 不要在嘴里有东西的时候说话。It sounds funny in your mouth, 从你口中说出来，这可真可笑。下一个词 swallow, 首先当动词吞下咽下讲。Tommy swallowed the coins,第二，动词抑制。I tried hard to swallow my doubts. 我强忍着不露出怀疑的声色。She swallowed a smile and sat there still. 她强忍住没笑，静静地坐在那里。第三，当吞并侵吞的动词讲。Our company was swallowed up by an American company last year.我们的公司去年被一家美国公司吞并了。Next one, later. 副词,后来,较迟的。3 days later, 三天后。He came later than usually. 他比平常来得更晚。See you later, 回头见。常用短语 sooner or later, 总会有那么一天。当形容词讲表示更近的较迟的 In one's later life, 在某人的晚年。Let's take a later train, 让我们搭晚班车吧。那么 late 可以加 ly 变成 lately, that means recently 和 latest, 最近的。Next one, toilet, 厕所。但是我们一般会用其他的词 bathroom, washing room, or restroom。常用的还有 toilet paper, toilet roll, 卫生纸 toilet water 表示的是花露水的意思。好了，现在让我们根据汉语来说出相应的英文吧。硬币 coin, 吞下 swallow, 饭店 dining room, 厕所 toilet, 后来 later, 嘴 mouth。Okay, now let's listen and answer this question. What did Tommy swallow this morning?
When my husband was going into the dining room this morning, he dropped some coins on the floor. There were coins everywhere. We looked for them.But we could not find them all while we were having breakfast. Our little boy, Tommy, found two small coins on the floor. He put them both into his mouth. We both tried to get the coins, but it was too late. Tommy had already swallowed them.Later that morning, when I was doing the housework, my husband phoned me from the office. How's Tommy? He asked. I don't know, I answered. Tommy's been to the toilet 3 times this morning, but I haven't had any change yet.
So, did Tommy swallow? Tommy swallowed 2 coins. Now, let's read it together and learn something from the text. When my husband was going into the dining room this morning, he dropped some coins on the floor. Dining room, 它的动词 dine, D-I-N-E, 表示进餐吃饭的意思。For example,Die in a restaurant, die in, 在家吃饭 die out, 出去吃饭 drop, 掉落扔下 don't drop the waves, she dropped the book to me, drop 也能当名词使用 a drop of water, a drop of tear, 一滴水和一滴眼泪 a drop in the ocean,There were coins everywhere. We looked for them, but we could not find them all. 我们到处都找了，但是并没有把它们找全。其中，寻找有两个表达 ，look for， 更加强调的是动作的过程。Look 是个不及物动词，所以我们加上 for。那么 find 也是表示强调找，但是它更强调的是结果。Find 是个及物动词。For example, I looked for the dog everywhere and found it in the garden at last. 我们到处寻找狗，最后在花园里找到了它。He looked for his pen everywhere, but he could not find it. 他到处找笔也没找到。那么最后一句中 all 表示每一块硬币。从语法上讲 all them 是同位语。当然也可以说成 all of them. For example, we all like apples. All of us like apples. 下一段 While we were having breakfast, our little boy Tommy found 2 small coins on the floor. 正当我们吃饭时，我们的小孩 Tommy 在地上找到了两枚硬币。He put them both into his mouth. We both tried to get the cones, but it was too late. Tommy had already swallowed them. 他把这两枚钱币全都放进了嘴里。我们俩都尝试着把钱币拿出来，但太迟了。Tommy 已经把硬币吞下去了。While doing something， 这是我们下节课要重点讲的。当某件事发生时，发生了另一件事情。Tommy 和 our little boy 是同位语，表示补充和说明人物。He put them both into his mouth. Both 两者都。Put something into， 把什么放到什么的里面。下一幅图。Later that morning, when I was doing the housework, my husband phoned me from the office. 那天早晨我在做家务时，我丈夫从办公室打来了电话。Later 是副词 ，late 的比较级，晚些。它的反义词 early 和 earlier。How's Tommy? He asked. I don't know, I answered. Tommy's been to the toilet 3 times this morning, but I haven't had any change yet.
Tommy 怎么样了？他问。
我也不知道，我回答说，今天早晨 Tommy 已经去过3次厕所了，但是并没有看到 change。那么这个地方的 change 我们可以有两个翻译，因为它是一个双关 pound 修辞手法。因为我们可以感到的是，既没有找到那个零钱，也可以说 Tommy 并没有找到，并没有发生任何的变化。好了，那现在就让我们再次根据图片来复述一下今天学过的课文吧。
When my husband was going into the dining room this morning,He dropped some coins on the floor. There were coins everywhere. We looked for them, but we could not find them all. While we were having breakfast, our little boy, Tommy, found 2 small coins on the floor. He put them both into his mouth.We both tried to get the coins, but it was too late. Tommy had already swallowed them. Later that morning, when I was doing the housework, my husband phoned me from the office. How's Tommy? He asked. I don't know, I answered.Tommy's been to the toilet 3 times this morning, but I haven't had any change yet.
117小心翼翼。今天的故事告诉我们，凡事都要小心翼翼，不可觉得是小事情就马马虎虎、迷迷糊糊，因为一件小事没有处理好，就会酿成大祸。所以世界需要一位事无巨细都小心看顾的上帝，细心地为我们掌管万事万物。许多人都相信的蝴蝶效应也告诉我们，不要小看了一件小事对整个世界的影响。宇宙间许多彗星陨石都有可能撞毁地球，但是最终我们这种杞人忧天的事情并没有发生，也证明了真有一位细心看顾整个宇宙的上帝。正如主耶稣基督启示我们，两个麻雀不是卖1分银子吗？若不是父的允许，一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也是被数过了的，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。既然上帝掌管天地万物和我们的头发，他也教导我们自己在最小的事情上都要忠心。忠心不同小心，小心是仔细，忠心是为了主人而做。忠心做的小事是基督徒都知道的，每一个工作每一件小事都是上帝的托付，所以都是崇高的神圣的。所以我们忠心做好自己的工作，
就是为了上帝的国和上帝的义在做。虽然事无巨细都是为了上帝而做，万事万物都是上帝的，虽然我们这些罪人一定有做得不尽人意的地方，但是我们又相信上帝会用他的恩典补足。我心中平静安稳，即使是自以为做得尽善尽美，也不可骄傲，因为努力做事的是人，但是成就这件事的是上帝。正如保罗说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有上帝叫他生长。主上帝啊，求你赐福我每日忠心完成工作，并赐福我的工作，成就你的美善。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。